Case Podcast.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty. Can I get down like
this? This is Coming Clean Podcast.
With Sam and Marty.
It is the last episode of the year. Also, we're approaching the one-year anniversary of the Coming Clean Podcast, so we're going to take this episode to look back on the year that was. Hello, welcome, almost happy new year, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, happy whatever you celebrate. We are celebrating what is almost the 1 year spot of the Coming Clean Podcast. We released episode zero this time, around this time last year.
Yeah, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa to everyone. And merry holidays.
Yeah, you know our nicknames. It's been, what, four theme songs, several dozen drops, millions of nicknames, lots of uhs and ums later.
Lots of discussions, yeah. Lots of laughter, lots of chuckling.
Yes, several guests, several special guests, lots of drama discussed, and 2017 was a big year, both in the world, but it's bigger for the podcast, and we are going to take this time to just look back on some of our favorite moments of the first, what, this is episode 52. Oh man, we almost had like 53 straight weeks, which would have been a year. We'll throw out a bonus out there. Oh no, technically it's 53 because we had the bonus cast discussion season one. So boom.
So we exceed all expectations that we just set for ourselves.
Technically, every week of the year, we had episodes, even though we had like two breaks, including the ones that are coming up until the new year. But anyway, we are looking back at our favorite moments. I'm going to have three moments. Sam's going to have three moments. And yeah, we're just going to play a couple of clips from episodes gone by. What's that movie? It's A Wonderful Life. We'll be seeing the ghost of podcast past, and I'm sure some of these clips, the sound quality will be haunting us.
guaranteed. But when you come from humble beginnings, you got to just always stay humble.
Yes, we started from the bottom. Now we're like almost at the first step.
We might have tripped out of the gate, but we got up.
Yes. But yeah, big thank you to all you good people. 40,000 downloads. How about that? Since we started, that's pretty significant. And I remember it like it was yesterday when we celebrated 1,000 downloads, like it was a big deal. And 48,000 more. Maybe we'll hit 50,000 by the time this comes out. Who knows? You're all good people. But anyway,
we'll tell you if we do.
Yes, because we get excited.
We have no shame.
But as always, we appreciate any likes, comments, subscribes, reviews on the Apple Podcast Store. It's not a store. Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and YouTube. If you're watching the video version, you know, if you like to see our faces while you listen, any way you like to listen, thank you. And, you know, just leave a review, tell your friends, all that good stuff. Buy a t-shirt, teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. Important to note that until the end of the year and maybe through January, proceeds from merch sales will be going to the California Food Bank to help those affected by the wildfires in California. So go grab a t-shirt or more than one, or a mug or a sticker. There's plenty of options there. I'm going to be repping my Team Alex M shirt very soon, once I get it.
They have to sew everything and make the cloth.
Yes. All right, Sam, let's kick it off. I know you're going to start from almost the very beginning. Tell us about your one of your top three favorite moments.
My idea of a top favorite moment, I'm going to start at season one, episode one, A Black and White Affair, fully decked. The sound quality wasn't there. We had no clue what we were doing. And I think just the whole episode as a whole is a good way to look back and see where we've become and really how we improved and upped our game throughout these so many episodes. We're still getting there. We're still working hard, but you know, go back, check it out, start from the beginning, and you really get to transform with us as we go.
Yeah, and here's a little clip from episode one, the very beginning. It's fully decked.
Hey, welcome to the Coming Clean podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Marty over here, and we are on the phone this time doing this high tech, so hopefully the audio isn't bad. But yeah, it's finally here, the podcast.
2017.
So happy new year to everyone, and happy new podcast, Sam.
Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be a great experience for us all. I've already learned so much from this first episode.
Nice. So let's, I guess we can jump right in here. So how'd you watch the first episode? Did you watch it online? I bought the DVDs.
Yeah, I ended up watching online. Not a sponsor. MTV had some free episodes online that everybody can, if they have their own TV provider and an email address, can watch along with us.
Nice. Yeah, so I've watched it about, at least the first episode, I watched it about six times just because I wanted to get a good feel for all the characters already and take some good notes, but yeah, it was a lot more entertaining and fast-paced than I expected, actually.
Yes, I actually, same thing. I've watched it probably about close to eight times. Nice. And just going through every episode and picking out parts out of a 20-minute episode was extensive. I'd never even thought about how long this would possibly take, but I was thinking I was going to be so enwrapped in all the drama, but it was more of the drama actually was second fiddle to all the perfect behind the scenes and funny quotes that went out through the whole episode.
All right. Wow. We definitely sound very different now.
Hey, I'm glad we got out of the warehouse.
Yeah. What a difference a mic makes. And I didn't have to put I didn't have to adjust the reverb effects just to make sure that it didn't sound like it sounded echoing. Less that we sounded like we were in a warehouse instead of a cave.
Just yelling at each other from across the room.
Yeah. It sounded like we were recording from two tin cans with a string instead of two potatoes. But hopefully the quality is better both in content and also in sound quality. And now I'm gonna take over here and give one of my favorite moments. It is from episode 7. This is when we were talking. This is back in season 1 of Laguna Beach as well, and we talked about prom with our special guest, our hot take hero MA. We're gonna take a glimpse into Steven's soul by looking back at episode 7.
Yeah, and MA, you and I have talked about this on, like, chat and outside of this show, but to Sam's point, it is sort of, is Steven even worth fighting for? Because he's not really presented himself as sort of a prize for either of them.
Yeah, not at all. And there's this scene in the limo, Sam, that you're talking about where Kristen and Steven are talking about, like, what life is going to be like after he graduates and, like, when he goes away. He's clearly turned and like you see that there's this person inside of him that's like, you know, he's like an 18-year-old boy, like,
yeah,
that's like a weird place to be, but you can see this like depth of him coming out and like in kind of like interesting ways. Mm-hmm. where he's like it's like a glimpse into his soul where he's like talking about you know, like he's like fear of not wanting to have the option of like whatever girl he wants or whatever.
Yeah,
he loves hard. Yeah,
there's someone.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, I was gonna say he loves hard. He loves hard and plays hard. It's just
so true.
It's the business.
Yeah, like there's something inside of him that's like a good dude that's like trying to get out, but it's like he spent his entire life having like whatever the fuck he wants, whatever girl he wants. So like, how do you develop, like, how do you develop any, like, you know, gratitude or like, you know, being able to decipher what you want when like you can have anything? And so I think that like reality is gonna, you know, hit him hard when he graduates, and like he has to figure out life after having two beautiful, you know, like smart, funny, kind women pining for his affection. And I think that that's going to be a good thing for him. But for now, it's like not worth your time, Lauren. You're better than that.
Wow. It's crazy to see how much Steven has really grown as a human being and how much drama he can really get into. Now moving on, I'm going to take us back two episodes to my second favorite moment of the season, or these passings, was in season 1, episode 5, What Happens in Cabo, Sober Intentions. In the beginning of our intros, Marty came in hot, speaking Spanish, and I absolutely loved it. I think this episode is when we actually were able to show that we've improved. I think we improved our sound quality, and it's like finally like we got into a better swing of things.
Yep.
But I like to see that we've progressed so early on in our episodes, fixed up most of our mistakes, and really like made an episode format rather than just going through the episode like moment by moment. And I think we made it a little more fun and better discussion and a format for everybody. So I think that's when we really started kicking it off.
All right, here we go. Let's check it out.
Are you going to hook up with anyone?
Psh, probably not.
But what happens in Cabo stays in Cabo.
Laguna Beach, Season 1, Episode 5. What happens in Cabo? Sober Intentions.
This is Coming Clean, a podcast about the real Orange County, with your hosts, Sam and Marty.
Bienvenido al próximo podcast limpio. Mi nombre es Marty, and mi amigo Sam.
Hello.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Bien, bien. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa?
Yo también pescado.
I'm out of Spanish, but welcome to the now number 3 podcast when you search for Laguna Beach Podcast on Google. So we're moving on up. It's the Coming Clean Podcast.
And I think we're probably 1,001 ranked podcast of all time. So
I'll take it. I'll take it. Eat it, Ira Glass.
Yeah, we're coming for you.
All right. I hope that wasn't problematic for anyone. But, you know, let's just move on from that one then. But I did enjoy the vocal inflections that I was able to play. And I want to fast forward here, going straight to my personal favorite episode, selfishly, just because, you know, one of my dreams came true. I wish you were there, Sam, but I got to meet our favorites, Alex M. and Morgan S., in our hands-down most popular episode ever of the podcast.
Episode, very jealous.
Yes. Episode 25, the long stretched-out finale. I remember that summer when we we're like, ugh, one more extra week. We got a special announcement.
And just really dragged it on.
Yeah, we knew it was going to happen, but we just had to get the interview in the bag and recorded. So, you know, this was just an opportune time. I was sent to California for work, and I got to chat with two of our favorite characters. I'm always team Alex M. and hashtag we want Morgan S.
Like, random question, this isn't on the list, but we did notice sort of the Kristen Taylor drama didn't play out as much as, because it was really hyped over the first episode.
Right.
Like, oh man, Taylor's going to be, it's going to be lit.
Yeah, be Taylor, which is so funny because that's so not Taylor's personality. She's right. Like the most mellow, like,
and I think to this day, Taylor doesn't even know why Kristen had beef with Taylor. So like, I think for her, like, it did cause like a little bit of rift in our relationships because we were all friends. We did hang out all the time together, and then it kind of divided us. With Alex and Taylor have been my best friends since we went into sixth grade, so kind of went with them and they went that way. And still to this day, like, we never had a problem with Kristen or Alex. Right. We still talk to them. We're still friends with them. But because Kristen had this problem with Taylor, it caused, like, some sort of...
They wanted drama, and I feel like they were, like, they still wanted to keep the triangle between Kristen, Steven, and Lauren. But now that they had, you know, gone on, like, they needed something new. And genuinely, like, there was drama, but it was, like, it was still our group of friends. Yeah. So they found us, and obviously I was kind of, like, a loud mouth, like... type of friend, I feel like, so they like that personality, I think, coming into the season, for sure.
Well, like we said, you stole the show. It was supposed to be Kristen's season, but it was Alex's
season.
Oh,
wow, thank you. So. I guess I'm still embarrassed about some stuff, but...
Should we get into it?
Yeah.
Wow, it's great to think how we even pulled that off. You really did it. You did all the stops, got the contacts, and even went out there. I remember you texting me and freaking out that, like, you got lost. But we did it. You did it.
Mm-hmm.
Big ups to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All
right, what do we got next?
Yeah, my third and final favorite moment of the season, or this past year, is episode 28, Welcome to Paradise, where we got to join along with the community of Siesta Key. Mm-hmm. And this is our first transition to a different format where we just did a mini pod and was able to just on the fly go with the flow and post it that night. So it proves that we have the ability to do more content than just like planned episodes and editing. Like, we're able to, you know, be calm, say what we want, and then without editing, just put it out into the universe.
Yes, this is officially the time when we switched from, like you said, a recorded to editing format to more of a radio show format with the soundboards and everything. So enjoy our first episode for Siesta Key. Here's a clip. We don't have a script this time for this one. We're just going freestyle on this. We had a big premiere. We've been hyping this for the better part of 3 months now since we found out that this show was even happening, but it's here, Siesta Key, on your screens. What do you think? First impressions?
I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5 Red Bull Vodkas.
Whoa. Really?
Which could be taken as a good sign or a bad sign.
Either way, it's super amped.
And I'm coming down off of what I just watched for the past hour, because at first it kind of seemed like it was simple setup. We've seen the whole concept of two girls going after one guy before, but they're kind of taking a spin on our past, what we've talked about in the past of Laguna Beach and the Hills, where they've taken the the good girls side.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're kind of starting off with possibly the potential villain, more or less, of the show out of the two female leads that we have seen.
All right, we got one more moment, and this isn't going to be too far from Sam's moment. It is also from Siesta Key. This is episode 30 of the podcast, Hurricane Chloe. One of the greatest moments, I would say, in television history. Hurricane Chloe's nose gets dusted by two legit declared Amanda. And just I think the mixture of us being tired and just the shock of what just happened, and, you know, the experience of live tweeting, and yeah, just joining in with the live tweeting community that was just reacting in real time was a lot of fun. And we get to talk about how, you know, Chloe's face looked like a Snapchat filter.
Yeah, I just with the nose strap and everything, it was I've never seen a beatdown on, like, you know, reality TV.
Probably not since, like, Brad got his face melted by,
or like Snooki got knocked out.
But yeah, here's our reaction to that shocking moment, probably like 5-10 minutes right after the episode ended. You know, Siesta Key, it's a quick reaction podcast. I think we should get into it, but I'm getting something from our producer. We have a live feed from Chloe and Amanda. Let's check in on them.
Oh my God.
What happened?
This is out of control.
Oh my God. Oh, that's exclusive footage. Exclusive audio footage. Yep. From, oh man, from the Chloe. Let's just start off with this. Chloe and Amanda getting physical.
I mean, from the beginning intro, it seemed like it was a one-way street from how Chloe explained it, of Amanda just four punched her, knocked her out, like two to the eye sockets and two to the nose, just dismantled her.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how the physics of all of that happened. When Amanda was talking, was telling her side, there was a shove, and then there was a kick to the chest. I don't know if Chloe's like coming in with the high kicks.
She's like 300 her into like that pit.
Right. But I'm guessing it was blocked and she just got a face full of Amanda's fist. I was going to feel sorry for Chloe. All the previews made us feel sorry for her. But I mean, if you're running your mouth, you're going to expect a fist to the face eventually.
Yeah. She got Buster Douglas'd, just straight up knocked out.
Down for the count and needing surgery, which was crazy.
No surgery. Like, I mean, even if that can be decently expensive, if it's like full on reconstructive.
I don't know if insurance covers that, but I'm hoping her mom has good insurance, and because she certainly doesn't have good pep talks in her, because Chloe was not happy with mom.
No, she was just passed on all any advice.
And we've been live tweeting as always this episode, and a funny tweet that I saw was someone saying that the blood on that picture looked like a damn Snapchat filter. Very true. All right, so those were our favorite clips of our first year. Here's to another big year in 2018. We got more of the Hills, more CS the Key when that comes back. And let us know if you want to hear any other retrospectives from the mid-2000s, because that's what we are here for, to bring you back a dose of nostalgia and just some fun, you know, nice little escape from the real world, because we know how hard the real world is. And with that, Sam, we're going to need some company when we go on a little Christmas break, holiday break, winter break. We're going to spend that time with our family and loved ones. But we also want to spend that time with the good people. How can they reach us from our space?
As always, please send us holiday cheers. And you can find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Send us emails to coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as always, subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Grab some merch at teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. And as always, again, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and tell all your friends about us.
All right. One last time this year, thanks as always to our friends, Radical Something, for our hot theme song, Kelly Get Down. One more time to end the year, what do the good people have to do?
Always rep the rad.
Worldwide peace and a happy new year. Happy holidays. Peace out.